Football fever Belgian style. A draw against Wales last night, but qualification for the World Cup already assured for the first time since 2002. And they've done it with a squad stacked full of young superstars from England's Premier League. Kompany, Hazard, Benteke, Vertonghen, and this man, Romelu Lukaku.
A lot of the players played against each other in the youth teams, so we knew each other from way back, and you know, the generation before that, it was also the same. So, you know, we just mixed up the two generations, and I think we are doing very well, and there is the next generation and under-21s that's coming up and is fighting for competition with us, so that's very good.
And playing in a World Cup in Brazil, that's not a bad thought?
No, that's not a bad thought, but it's still 8 months away. A lot of things can happen. You know, there are a lot of teams with a lot of experience, but if we prepare well and we play like we do now, I think that everything is possible.
It is a remarkable array of talent in a relatively small country, and Belgian hopes are sky high. But other countries have had a golden generation before. Portugal, England, of course, and won nothing. This squad, though, really could be something special. Former Belgian international Bob Peters says years of youth development have paid off.
The people in charge in the Belgian football, they went to sea abroad and they rewrote the Belgian football. And at this moment, I think, in all of the world, the Belgian players are the most wanted. Yesterday I went to see the under-23 against Italy, and I think there were more players, agents in the stands than supporters. Everybody wants to see the Belgian youth players.
So the production line continues to roll, but the World Cup in Brazil next summer may be one tournament too soon. It will be a huge challenge for any European team to win in South America. And Bruno Taverne, who commentates on English football for Belgian TV, says this Belgian squad has yet to be really tested.
Don't forget that it's a big change and it's a individual quality. We need now a big game against a big team in a very big tournament to see if we have a very big national team now.
For now, many Belgian fans are simply enjoying the moment. And in a country so deeply split politically between French and Dutch speakers, the national football team plays a real unifying role.
It's perfect! Been waiting for it since 12 years.
Come on, Belgium!
It's a perfect team.
Axel Winter, Fellaini, the perfect team. We go to Brazil, we are proud of you. Come on!
We're going with them.
So football could just help to keep this country together. And to misquote one iconic football commentary with a suitably Belgian twist, Hercule Poirot, Eddie Merckx, Tintin, your boys just might take some beating.